Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want you to know only that. We want you to know that this be two-way outreach ministry. And with me today is Bishop James Mustafa from Chicago, Illinois. And we want you also to know that I've been stirred on the inside that God is taking us through a process wherein we come to know Him, our God, in a way we never knew Him before, wherein we come to understand Him in a way we never understood Him before. For if we could climb into the mind of a psychotic being for the will of God for our lives, we would no longer desire to kick against the bricks, but we would find ourselves in total submission to the will of God without fear. When we began to talk about total submission to the will of God, the first reaction most folks have is a fearful one. That is because we see him as a powerful God. And if we're not acquainted with his character, then we will have difficulty in submitting to his will or releasing ourselves into his purpose. I'm going to let that marinate for a moment. But at any rate, this still be True Word Outreach Ministries with Minister Amos Joseph Collins. And as I said earlier, today with me is Bishop James Mustafa from Chicago, Illinois. And Bishop, how you be?
Yes, sir. How you doing? I'm doing
I am awesome.
Yes, sir. I hear you.
I am awesome. Oh, my God, I feel good today. Oh, well, Bishop, the floor is yours.
Okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. And I'll give thanks to the Lord for his good and his mercy everlasting. Allah is Akbar. Praise the Lord. I guess I mean that every Sunday I have something. I actually have people that is tape recording or writing this down because I believe, as Brother Collins was just saying, and when you're talking about God, you know, over 150 million people of a party believe in a liar. And then another 150 plus people believe in a semi-liar or the truth. Not the truth, because the truth would keep us safe and secure from all alarms. It isn't an alarm to me, and I'm saying this because we want to talk about spirit and truth today. Spirit and truth. That is nothing more real than spirit and truth. Nothing more real. And then I don't care whether it's the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or the Independent Party or whatever party you are having, there's nothing more real than spirit and truth. And so this creator God that Brother Collins was talking about in the church, that being does not have a gender. It is not male or female or him or her or whatever. It is an energy action. That if it was anything other than that, then it would be superficial. And so that's what I mean. All over America, over 300 million people said, oh, I mean God. You are all like, every one of you are like. Because if you believed in God, then you would act like you believed in God and do the thing that God is saying to do. It's not a two-way street. It's a one-way street. When it says that love ye one another, it means love ye one another as I have loved you. And any ministers, I'm talking to ministers, pastors, church leaders, I don't care who you are, you have not done that. And you know, I know that you know that it's a lie when you say you're hell. Look at the thing. All you got to do is just look at it. And 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, and the 14th verse, it gives you a format to go by. Praise the Lord, everybody out there. It gives you that format. If you got up this morning, you went to your different places of worship, a shrine, a mosque, or whatever you went to, and then you come back home and you do the same old rat race all over again. So what I'm trying to say to you, if we had spirit and truth as our nucleus, everybody believing the same thing, touching upon the same accord, that's the way I'm talking to you. If the electric that was going through the wire, just one thing, it is one thing because you can hear me, but if it was a million things at the same time, isn't it? You would be all distorted. You would know what was going on, what was there. And that's the way the world is. Right now when we talk about I believe in God, some believe in God is this, and some believe in God is that, and some believe God is this. And that. God is a spirit. And you can treat it any kind of way you want. You can do it naturally, You can do it erroneously. You can do it falsely. You can do it whatever kind of way. But you're going to be responsible how you do. It's that Genesis 1:26-28 page there back there. So I study the Bible all the time. And I'm telling you, when you start to study the Bible, finding out every word in there, what does it mean? It means more than what you think it means, because the English language, as it's anything, means one word can mean maybe 10, 15 different things. It depends on how you use it in a sentence. And so when we got the preaching on it, it makes you think that it's only one thing. It's only one word. It's, I know it was the blood. It's not the blood. Because the life is in the blood. That's why you say that. But if there's no breath, there is no blood. And so you have to understand. Stop and look back at that. You understand it? Well, people are dying from COVID because they can't breathe. Well, it means that they have neglected to believe in spirit, truth, God. Or they say that. But they really didn't believe it. Because you know what they did when I told them? Give me a shot. Thou shalt not have no other God before me. And you think that, well, God don't know. You don't praise the Lord, everybody. But I know people, they ask, oh, God don't know. I can do that. I'm going to sneak it. I'm going to sneak it. You're going to sneak anyway. That's what you do. You sneak around. You know better than that. God knows. If they believe in me, they don't have to have the shot. You got people all over the United States that only did the vaccine is that thou shalt not have no other God before me. That spirit talking to man and man writing it down so other man can see it and read it and understand it and rightly divide the word of truth. I'm not on my soap opera box on the Sunday morning jumping up and talking about how good God is, and I have not acknowledged God in all of my ways. Just a few things. Whenever I want to get over on somebody, I use God. You know, whenever I want to have my way, I use God. Now, if I'm not talking to you, then, you know, just to praise the Lord, I'm not like that, you know? But if I'm talking to you, you need to turn around. Get in faith. You need to come out of that stuff that you've been in. Now, I know I've been a minister, pastor, clergy, whatever, for 50 years, been ordained 50 years in this thing. And I listen, and looking at the world that I look at and see every day, and a person that's 88 years old, I look at that and I say, man, almighty, we ought to be further than what we are now. I mean, that's my ethnic race of people. I can look back in my mind and 66 years ago and see how things in Chicago, Illinois were just flourishing. Even though it is a gangster city, it was flourishing. Every man had some kind of way he could live and move and have his being. Even though we were not free, we were still slaves. We were really in our slavery until 1968, even though the proclamation, the Emancipation Proclamation, said that we were free back in 1863 or whatever. 100 years later, we were still under that. And then, since that's been 53 years since 68, and we're still there. We don't go back to old school. We don't believe in one village raising a child. Don't believe that. We don't believe in deity. You can't pray in public. We can't pray in school. God Almighty, you know, and then, I said, y'all can look at me and fuss me out if you want. It don't make no difference. I'm just looking at it as it is. I can't see us doing that. I don't see us in any village. And we got many villages around the Chicago area or in Chicago area, and we're not on the same wavelength, different wavelength. Every night, somebody is shooting somebody, killing somebody. I shed my kill. That's in the book as well. But you don't care until it happens. Then you start, oh, man, it sure bad last night. You did nothing during the daytime. You did nothing in your time when you could have done something. Praise the Lord, I know I'm telling the truth. But the Spirit of God is still there. And so the Spirit of God, after a while, tells nature, I'm tired. If you don't believe what I'm saying, look at the sixth chapter of Genesis. I think the sixth chapter of Genesis, beginning at the third verse, it said that a man should live 120 years. 120 years. But somehow another man had said, no, that ain't, we ain't going to do that. We'll cut it down. Some man wrote in the now your son, that he's 70 years. Man, take that right there. Took away 50 years of what God had said and put your faith in what you wanted to put in there. Now, get this one. That's one thing right there. Then he says, remember the Sabbath day over in Genesis 1 and to keep it holy. Remember to keep it holy. The Sabbath day. The Sabbath day. You know, every day we praise the Lord, it's all right. If you say that's because the current government told you that. We need you to work on the Sabbath, do us our kind of work. And then you can go and worship God, your kind of God, on Sunday, your kind of God. Are you listening to me? Are you listening? So what is, when I look at that and I go back and I said, oh, Lord, and I said, if you're reading the Bible, studying the Bible, every bit of it, it has a meaning. It's not just some words written in there. You need not be a Bible told in scripture quoting. You need to be in action. Be doers of the word and not doers only. You need to be that's in there. And I was just recently in Jeremiah, the 2nd through the 5th chapter. I challenge anybody to read it. See yourself. I guarantee you there is not a person out there that's listening right now that can't look at 2nd chapter through the 5th, like I say, or each one of the chapters. Read all of it. Take all of it. Drink it well before taking it. And look at it. Now, and when you get through looking at it, see if you don't see yourself in there so many times. Then you need to straighten out. Try right. And that code said back in the 4th. Straighten up and fly right. The code said, you're riding the buzzard now. You're riding something that is looking for something that dead to fall down and scoop down and get up. You see? So that all of those things, that were tips, giving us tips as to how we need to look at ourselves, look at creation, look who made creation, and look how creation is being sustained. That ain't not you, man. I don't care who you are. You're elected as president, but you can't sustain this creation. This is spirit. You know, you people are asking about, they need help for their homes and their light bills and their businesses and whatever. And 9 months ago, January, they needed that. 9 months later, there is no number greater than 9, y'all. They ought to be jump off here right there. There is no number greater than 9. You can multiply and make it bigger by adding on or subtracting from it or whatever, dividing or whatever. But there's no number for it. 9 is the number. And you say, at the end of 9, you start all over again. You see, if a person who is created as a seed born and put into a woman, in 9 months, they jump off, period. You start another life all over again. It's 9 months plus 1 day, 2, 3 days, that's it. And to make a full year. All of these things that there, no one is telling you that. So you just assume that I do like I want to do. I just do it here. Everybody else is doing it. Like, hey, this is where we are. This is the kind of world we live in. I wish somebody had this recording this. I don't care what it is. The NASA, whoever it is. I don't care what. But it's the truth. And when you try to stop the truth from coming forward, guess what? There's going to be a New York. There's going to be a Pennsylvania. There's going to be the Louisiana. But it's going to be multiplied much more. Then it says 500 years before it happened like that in New York. Since then, it happened like that. Then they say, well, it's the climate change. Well, who is the climate? What is the climate? And who has control of the climate? You can't make no law to tell the climate don't change. If you could have, you would have stopped it from doing what it did in New York and Pennsylvania and Louisiana, or in Colorado and California with the fires are burning you can't put out. All these things showed you the spirit that I'm talking about. You can't do nothing with spirit but then say, Lord, I am sorry. I need to be enjoined with the spirit so that I can be saved and sanctified and filled with your Holy Ghost and live a righteous life. That's what you ought to be saying, but you're not. You're trying to adhere to what current government has said when it tells you don't pray in public, don't pray in school. Pledge allegiance to the flag, not God, and to the republic for which it stands, not God. All of these things, you listen to that. Rather than listen to God, when he is telling you through this little chapter here, this second Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse. All you got to do is do what I tell you here. And then when I hear from heaven, I will heal the land. Land here means consciousness. Land ain't just talking about the dirt out there, but things that you can plant up in, they will come out, multiply. I will heal that consciousness. You see, also hand means that. Anything that can hold and release, they use it as a symbolic or an allegorical term as written in your Bible or in the Bible dictionary or in a concordance or whatever you are looking at in order to magnify and identify the word of God. You don't try to do all of that. You just pick out something and go out there. I'm going to preach about so-and-so on Sunday. You know, you go there, there. As long as the people are lolling and yelling and jumping and clapping their hands and passing their feet and putting their dollar bills up on that, you don't care. You better stop that. You better change your way. Because Spirit God is looking. It's not only in those states that I named that nature is the police officer and take your name and make an arrest. You tell your son, your grandchildren, your nephews, nieces, whoever it might be, they have better stop that. It's not just they're killing somebody else, but they can be killed as well. They can be maimed as well. They can be incarcerated as well. They don't believe that until it happens. Then you holler, Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lord, everybody. I take notes all the time. It's good. If Brother Collins would give you my number, I can send you some of my messages. Or I can come to where you are if you help me get there and you pull a seminar. Because we need to do something different than what we're doing now. Every day is a new day. Every time you go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning, that's a new chance for you to do something different. Get it right. Take five jumping and shouting and jumping with the Holy Ghost and walking down through the street and people fear to be vigilant of that and change it because they see you change. They see you making a difference. The police officers ought to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. The judge ought to be filled. Same as the judge ought to be with his lying self or her lying self. Whatever. I hope they don't like this and then start to change because they know they lie. Judge ye not except you have been judged. According to the book, let's go by the book. We got too many things. I know y'all don't like that. Some of them, I know some people like that. But those people that set up where they want to be of the carnal mind do not like me talking about spirit and truth and making it plain where you can understand it and see it. It said Psalm 109, 105, 15, test not thou anointed that do thou prosper no harm. It ain't that. That's what I live up. You know, that's my security force right there. I don't need no gun. I don't need no gun, no knife. I don't need no poison. I don't need none of that stuff. I just need to believe that God will do what he said. Will be what he said. Will act as he said. That's all I need. You see? And so I say, I don't need to sell no pastors. I don't need to sell no water. I don't need to sell no lay no hands on a read this and the Lord with that. I don't need that. You know what I'm saying? I just need to believe. If thou can believe, all things are possible. Like I just tell you. I said, I'm 88. Living in my 88 year now until that age is out. Or I am called into justice. Through the grave and go to the astral plane. It doesn't matter, whatever God gets ready. Because millions of people are doing that every day. And then we put it on COVID. It's not COVID. COVID might be the avenue and the train that you're out on, but that number was pulled. God pulled that lottery number, y'all. God won that time. Millions of people didn't know that, but God won that time. He pulled a lottery number. You couldn't stop it. Yeah. Over on that side, the holiness and righteousness and all of that is going on. Everybody's shouting and praising the Lord. Over on this side, we're moaning and groaning and going all that. You think I'm lying? You think I'm lying? Just start walking around and driving around through your city, your town, your village, or wherever you're at. And you'll see it. People are putting hundreds of thousands of dollars in the ground. They want to say, okay, my loved one died. I got to show them how much I love them by putting $10,000, $20,000 in the ground. It's ignorant. That's wrong. You don't do that. The dad don't know nothing. And so when you're listening at me, pick up on that. Pull that out of there because You're spending too much money. You put that policy together, and you've been paying on it for 25 years, and your loved one died, and now you're going to take the $25,000 or $50,000 or $10,000, put it in the ground. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Yeah, just to have a burial insurance, something to do what you want, burn him up, whatever you want. Because he don't know. He don't know that. He don't know nothing. But nobody's telling the black man that I know. Because I can look in our states, and I travel through states when I'm driving. And I try to observe things. I try to capture with my camera and see the difference. If I go the next year, see how it changed. What has changed? That's it. Sometimes I see all of these shrines. S-H-R-I-N-E-S. Shrines, the mosque, whatever. Kingdom Hall, whatever. I see all of it, and I say, it hasn't changed. And people will say to me, well, you know what, God gets ready. I say, what God? I can't understand what you're saying. You mean there's another God that got to be born, formed, come into being, or whatever they start doing? Because the God that I know about has been here and has been here every since it was a creation. Created you and me. Genesis 7th chapter, it says, and God blew breath into the nostrils of that it had formed, and that became a living soul. So what God are you talking about that's going to come and do something now? I'm waiting on Jesus. You know, I said, good thing is, say that, but you say that. Why are you waiting when he's already there? Oh, you can reach out and grab it. You shut and grab it. Reach around and grab it. It's there. But it's the way you have been taught. That's why we don't understand it. That's why the world is as it is. That's why we're having wars and rumors of wars. You know what I'm saying? All in the Bible. There will be wars and rumors of wars. You know, it's not as you think. Verbal negotiations turns into war sometimes. I like that one better. When we just arguing and talking and fussing with each other. Not shooting and bombing and dropping bombs on and sending missiles up and all that kind of thing. Not that. Not that war. See, that's an ignorant type of war. And you didn't understand that. You didn't understand that. That the spirit war here that we're talking about is love and hate and malice and bigotry and racism. All of these things. I've been a part of that for the last eight years. And survived it until this day. Because I found out that spirit and truth was the way to serve God. And when I do that, and when you do that, you're going to have a better life. You can ask, and it shall be given. You can seek, and it's found. You can knock, and the door will be opened. Because it's already on the manuscript there. That's all you got to do. Just follow the manuscript. Ask. Believe that you receive it, and you shall receive it. You shall have it. According to how man thinks and believes, so is he. Oh, woman, praise the Lord. And so we're moving on in that. This is not the kind of sermon where you're going to be jumping up and shouting and patting yourself down and begging and applauding each other saying, that didn't he say that? No. You're going to, this is the kind of sermon. You got to go back and look at it and read it and let it be like a gourmet meal, something that you love to eat, ice cream and cake or whatever it is that you love to dying, but you got to go and you got to take that word like that. Let it soak in. Then you start to change it. You start to develop it. As far as I'm concerned, and what I see as a black person, I'm a black person. I don't see us really together enough to start to have a hotel, motel, hardware, chain stores, clothing stores, and all these things that we use and have protected. And I don't see us doing. I see us losing. Maybe you don't see that. Maybe you are as blind as Ray Charles and both dead and blind. That you can't see it. That we don't have it. All we have to do is become one. Jesus said, my Father and I are one. We don't have that like that. So people are listening at me and taking notes, but they're not doing anything. I hear what he said. You don't know how that is. You live in this world, it would not get any better. I think I hear that the president guy said, the world won't get no better if we just let it be. We got to change it. You and me. But but we're waiting for God to change. And then we will mess it up, got it however we got it. And then we're going to say, well, God is changing when he get ready. God had it like he wanted to have. You the one messed it up. Now you want to put it on God. No, you don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've been to school, I've been to universities, I've been to college, I've been to grade school, I've been to high school, I've been to all of those things. I said it just like you. Yes, you did. And I see it. It's a strange thing to me that we don't understand with all the scientists that we have in the world, and I hope the big people did, or the hierarchy did it. All the scientists that we have in the world and all the doctors, they don't understand that coronavirus does not come from no state or country. It comes from either around the sun or around the moon. Those are the high-quality places where coronavirus is at. How does it get there? Then you start to think of how it gets there. With all the missiles and the troops you try to take up, with all the meteorites falling that God has had falling for years of time, and now you want to shoot something through there, try to make something go through there and miss the missile, and make the missile miss the meteorite, but you have an explosion. Now, anyway, but when it does, it becomes a loose, and the way it is gas then, when it hits Earth's gravitation, it becomes crystallized and flies all over America, all over the world, wherever it comes out. It's light in different places. This is me. This is Mustafa or Bishop Williams, however you want to call me, saying this. Call me a liar after you have examined that. I said it in front of you. I know it's there. I know it's there. I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't there. I'm not crazy. I'm telling you. And you got a maniac that's still firing stuff up in the air when we got this thing already going. They don't know what the source is coming from. And we are still practicing going around in space and the UFOs just saying, hold it. Wait a minute. Don't do that. And we got around that. And we're still trying to experience and find out. You don't need to listen at what I'm saying. And many people talk the same talk as I talk. This is things that right out of the history book, in the university book, in the theological seminaries, in the medical seminaries, in all of these kind of places, you'll find the knowledge of it, but it's being used by man for capital gain, commercialization. That's what it is, baby. I'm sorry. You must know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Not that you free, make many years of people were saying and know the truth, set you free. You can be bound and still be free inside of that body. But you gotta know how to do it. That's really better. But I'm talking to people that's incarcerated, that Christ said. Because there really is no correctional facility in America. I don't mean to have correctional facilities someplace else, but not in America. That's a lie. That big lie. Correctional facility, such and such a thing. It ain't a correctional facility. You got them there, you're using that terminology, but it's not correcting anything. You'll be glad when he come back. You came in ignorant, you sent him out ignorant, he come back to you. You like that because you lack your turnover. To keep people working, to keep the capital going to me. You don't care about the salvation, you just keep them. Now, I know I'm not lying, this is the truth. So therefore, it's not a correctional facility. A correctional facility would be so you can bring somebody in and them try to see if I can get them to change that life and live a righteous life. Live biblically. Live truthful. You ain't trying to get them to do that. Is that? You say, no, why? Because America was built on the lie. America is built on the lie. America don't even know who the population was when they got here. They started calling the people Indians. They were on their way to India. They got lost, and so they started calling the people that they found when they got to the Plymouth Rock, Indians. So that's a lie. They're not Indians. They were natives of this country, but not Indians. You named them that. And you named the country America. So you brought America all of your laws from the criminal activity that you were doing in England. If you think of lies, read the history book. Go back and study it out here. And graduate from the universities that I graduated from. They're still there. They haven't closed the doors on them. And you know that. Let me pick up the Bible. I got many. Bible, the word. Bible means many books. You got many books with the truth in. But you got to study them. Study them. Not just read them from page to page. And then when you get through studying, it's like a person that takes the driver test. And you study to take the driver test correctly, and you do, you will not pass unless you are correct. The examiner going to make sure of that. Because you have read it and you're doing it, you're acting it out. It's the same way with the Word of God. When you read it, what do I need to do in order for my life to be correct? It's to follow the direction of the manual. When you feel that you done got off, go back to the manual. Don't try to ask somebody to do what will you do, because he don't know either. He messed up. Mine messed up. Messed up looking like cornbread and flour mixed up. And homogenized and put it into the stove and baked it. It got one cake there, and it's acting the same way. Everybody acting the same way. And thinking that they're doing the right thing. Talking about awarding each other for having lived a certain way and living a certain way in a life now, and it's wrong. It's incorrect. So we got to go back and get it straight, then come back again and try to live. Because you, when that breath is out of the body and there is no blood circulating, the body is dead, and you know knowledge getting in there. You can put $1 billion on it and dress it up and put it in the ground and say the last words over it, but that's it, baby. It's gone. It's gone. Let me tell you that. I don't care how long it's been with you. That body is gone. So you need to know that the spirit of it can live on even after the body's gone. They call that curtia. They have what they call curtian cameras where you can see the energy still acting itself out. Even though a building has been torn down for many years, that curtian camera can see and show you the silhouette of where it was. This is just a tip to you. Although it may be physically gone, spiritually it's there. That's nothing greater than spirit, God. When you start to know that and understand that, wherever you are, okay, let's get together. There are so many ways we can do things to overcome how we are. One of the plans that I'm working on is insurance and saving. That's why I started telling you about the life insurance and burial insurance and et cetera. But because that's what I'm talking, that's what I'm doing the seminars on now. This is 1 million people. Praise the Lord. Now you listen real good because this happened. This is history. This is gospel history. 1 million people went to Washington more than 7 times. Each time they went, they spent $300 per person. This is my analogy of what they spent. They probably spent more than that. It's been a little lot. But if they spent $300, that's $300 million each time they went and came back with nothing, zero. Oh, however you want to call that. Double zero, triple zero. They came back with nothing. Cat in hand. Seven. That's $2,100 million that they did not do nothing with it. I'm just asking the body of people that want to become out of bondage, live non-criminal life, live respectable, save $20 a month. 1 million people doing that. That's $240 million a year. And then divide that in the counterparts of America, north, south, east, and west, and you'll find that you got a surplus left over because your money will still be there, but the interest of it will be being used to invest into different things. Now, I'm trying to sell you nothing. This is not for sale. I'm giving you that. You go out and use it yourself. You say, I'm not telling you if you send me $25, I'll tell you how that works. Something. I will come to where you are and still get to find out a way to work it. And don't cost nothing. It's a coming by without price because I believe in spirit, God. I believe what I need, God got it. I've heard that. I've sang that. I've been in choirs and quartets and things in my lifetime, and I sang it, said it, I preached it in sermons and stuff. So I got to believe that. That's why, brothers and sisters, when you were to be him, you don't stop with talking. I bet you ain't took the vaccine. Yes, I took God. And I'm not going to put God down for vaccine. But now I'm not saying anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that we had it around for eons of years. We had it, and it worked with a lot of things and a lot of diseases. Disease. Now, you call it disease because the word can be used to describe more than one thing. It's a disease meant when you got a headache. It's a disease meant when you got arthritis. It's a disease meant when you got COPD. So all of these things are also disease meant. Or disease. The PU is not just cold. 19, as you named it, but it's also diseases when you don't have the Spirit of God in your life. It's a disease. It sounds like disease, but it's disease. And you are diseased because of that false love you have for your husband, false love you have for your wife, false love that you have for your children, false love that you have for your government. False love you have for your country. All of these things are diseasement. So enough diseasement will, after a while, activate nature. Because nature wants peace and tranquility. And so it sees it not happening. And so to get your attention, things happen like it did in New York, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, Colorado, California, wherever you find things happening. The whole country, the whole village, the whole state sometimes is troubled by nature because of this disease. And they don't know, even they say, I ain't never heard that before. Well, you're not studying. You're not doing what I'm doing, studying. And so you can't say you know that. I believe God's going to do all you know. I prayed last night, God's going to do that. No, you're playing with this thing. You're playing with it. This is nothing to play with. You have to be serious if you want God to really move in your life and start seeing things different all over the world. This used to be a time when we would say, when the light come on again all over the world. And you don't know why it was said. They had dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And so they knew that they might come back. And so they had to have their lights out at night. No lights could be seen. Dark shades on the wind and all that kind of thing. So that the enemy couldn't see when they flew over, so they would say, it was dark. You in the dark. That's when everything seemed so dark. No, you got that system. Wait, the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with the in-between. Yeah, they were hanging. They were doing that in those days. Yeah. So when we see these things happen, that's what's got to happen today. We got to come back and understand every church house that's open in the name of God must do so in the nature of God, not in some kind of phony action and some put on some false thing. And so all of this falsity has caused the problem that we have in our states, in our cities, in our counties, in the United States especially, but even in other countries as well, because they can't get together with their ideologies. They're thinking they're fighting with bombs and shovels and pitchforks and slings and slingshots and whatever they can fight with because they don't have. Because they misunderstand the word of God. It's not them. You just don't understand it. Why am I this way? Why is this happening? Because you do not understand the word of God. When you start to understand the word of God and walking in that way, talking in that way, affiliating with each other in that way, associating with others in that way, fellowshipping with each other in that way, then you don't have the problem. And I just mentioned a while ago of the commercialization. Black people used to have it too. They had something. Now we're the bottom of the bottom. We don't have. I feel so wrong. Hear that, but the truth, y'all don't want to hear the truth. You know, y'all not want to hear the lie. But then that good friend said, tell me a little lies there, because the truth will only hurt me, so tell me a little lies there. I don't want to do you that way. I don't want to do it. I want to tell you the truth. Now, I don't want to lie to you. This ain't that kind of thing. So, but I know that what I'm saying is truth will tell. If you do this, if you follow this one way, and it don't cost you nothing. I ain't charging you nothing. Second Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse. I declare, if you go back, America, all of you, that you may, under the sound of my weak voice, go back and look at it and read it and do it and do what it says, I will guarantee you that God will do what he says. He said, I hear the Lamb. Well, if God's going to hear the Lamb, why would I need to go to the place in the state, all these places that got up with being paid for, sponsored by our tax dollar, to get some vaccine in my arm when God has said, I'll heal the land. Listen, what you're saying is this. I don't want to hear what God said. I got it my way. We know what it said. The government said this. The government said that. So the government becomes God. And you wonder why it's happening. Why this is happening. Why that is happening. It's going to be more because you have to start to cancel out God and put in another God. It just stopped. The same thing with Ahab before Mount Carmel and Baal. Second, First Kings, brother, in 18th chapter, in 21st, 22nd verse, then say, how long stand you halted between two opinions, virgin. That's when we hang on to virgin, if you're still there listening at me. Your Bible is a version. It's a version. Not a virgin, V-I-R-S-V-I-N, but a version, V-E-R-S-I-O-N. Version. Opinion. Authorized. Yes, it is. Let me make it be. Nothing. You can't say nothing. This is the KJV. It's what it says. KJV. That's the symbol. They got it. KJV. Okay. King James Version. Okay. So when we see that and know that, that is the version. And so you have to study as God was talking to some people spiritually, and they were writing some things down. How long? For over 2,900 years. 1,400 years without even having a printing press. Up from Moses up until the time of Jesus. Some people say Christ. That's wrong. Up until the time of the concept of Jesus. But because the word Christ means anointed. Just like minister is part of administer. See, Christ means anointed. And so it wasn't up until Christ. Said, I'll read it back here. That's fine. No, that's not that. And I question that. Well, you know, I don't know. I know what you said. And so, up until Christ, they were just writing by hand and hieroglyphic on the walls and stuff and caves and stuff. He even found something in 1947 that could not have been in the Bible because this version of the Bible, printed King James Version, was back in 1911. It's a contextual period. And there were warning Bibles all over. When Bill Bain, Wycliffe, Thorndike, Matthew, all of those Bibles were Bibles at the time. They just counted them out and gave us one. We said we want one. And so we got the one that came. See? And it's a version of deity. Then it come later and then counted that out. They just got it there as a show, something that happened in courtrooms and things. That don't mean nothing to them in that courtroom. That don't mean anything. That judge will get up there and lie. That lawyer will get up there and lie. That prosecutor will get up there and lie. You see, people will get up there and lie. It don't mean nothing. Raise your hand and then tell a lie. So you got to do so in spirit and in truth. You got to be correct. Correct. I was talking one time to one of the bishops that I know very good friend of mine, he's 7 days apart and eight. And I was doing lectures. I was doing lectures then, I think, for Dr. Sun Yung-moon at the time. I said, brother, he's dead, I live, but God bless him. Anyway, was a man who was doing a lot of different things, but people and people saying when he was a communist, and he's a communist, And so, but I was doing lectures, and I was getting paid by him. And I would tell people that practice make perfect. And I would tell people that practice make perfect. And that's because that's all I understood and knew at the time. And so this brother was standing there, he said, Bishop, you are right. Correct practice does make perfect. I accept that. Correct practice, because you can practice wrong, and that ain't going to be perfect. It's going to be imperfect. But you keep practicing, it's wrong, and it's imperfect. So don't you just say it because you thought it sounded good. And that's what I was doing because it sounded good. It sounded like it's a profound thing. But you have to be correct. And I said, in the Bible either said, be perfect as I am perfect. And somebody said, you can't be perfect. You can't be perfect. Yeah. And I'm not saying, well, you can do what the Bible, the Spirit said that you could. And if the Spirit says, I got to go with the Spirit. I got right here as a person. But I got to go with the Spirit. Because it said, in spirit and in truth. Be ye perfect as I am perfect. Now, you know what's in there. All you Bible people, pastors, doctors of divinity, PhDs, you know that. You know that. Scientists, you know that. You see? So, if you already know that, don't you just turn your back out there, because if you know and you don't help somebody get it straight and walk straight and live right, if you don't help them and you call yourself going to arrest them and put them in some kind of institution, you reap what you sow. They reap, you gonna reap. Or you may be having a good time because you have the upper hand, but you're gonna reap it. You're gonna look at it. And the Spirit is going to tell you one day, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you help them out? And then you're going to lie and say, well, I was just getting my salary. It's okay, well, I'm going to pay you a kid. I'm going to give you a bonus. And you ain't going to like the bonus. No, oh, wait, but you ain't going to like it. So why don't you straighten up and fly right? Like I said, when my brother was over on 67th Street, said when he was there, turn right and go straight. Once you get right, then make sure you go straight. You know, it's like Paul on the way to Damascus to do what he was going to do down in Damascus. And the Lord stopped him and told him to go to straight street when you get there. Now, why would he tell him to go to straight street? That's a particular street that he wanted him to go to, because there's someone there going to give you the knowledge of how it's really supposed to be. Once you get there, are you listening? If you're listening and you don't do it and get it right and start practicing it correctly, I tell you what's going to happen. You're going to face it again. There's going to be some Surfside, Florida, some New York, some Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Louisiana, Colorado, California. There's going to be much more of them. There's going to be things that you cannot do anything with. And Illinois has not had this really tough thing around Chicago, but on the suburbs area of Chicago and Illinois, it had been. But we're living right here on Lake Michigan. And, you know, and yeah, it's the same thing that there. If God wanted to, he can lift up Lake Michigan and dump it on Chicago. I don't care how tall your buildings are and how well secured they are. They thought that too. So I'm telling you, our own brother Collins show, that wherever you are, in Ohio, in Connecticut, in Virginia, Carolinas, wherever, it don't make no difference where you are. You need to hear it. Today you hear my voice. As the scripture said, harden not your heart. I can't wait to tell you also, when I say words, I have the Spirit tell me, tell them what that means. And so I'm not talking about H-A-R-T. I'm talking about, you know, H-E-A-R-T-E-N. And And I'm talking about your mind and not your H-E-A-R-T. Heart, not your heart. Heart and not your heart. And so heart here is another word that defines capital M-I-N-D. Because you don't teach your H-E-A-R-T. You teach your capital M-I-N-D. Mind. Now, I maybe say that again because somebody missed that. You've gone to school all of your life and you become so big, 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 whoever you are, and did not know that. You know, you thought you saw with your E-Y-E. And you didn't know it was your M-I-N-D that you were seeing with. That's what I do. I make it so plain that a fool need not ever. You can't teach your EYE. It only focuses your nerve patterns on subject. And your capital M-I-N-D tells you what you have been taught that it is. That's one of the reasons why we're not doing it in the black community across where I've traveled. And I go to some places, I'll tell you, that was 80 years ago, they were there and I was there, and I thought that one day you don't just have a different day, but we got a chance to. And so when I go back there and I see all of those woods, the mansions are up in the woods, and oh man, it's so beautiful how they got it, a road traveling up in that. Because capital M-I-N-D, correct mindset, get that. People live that. Ooh, living. And then when I come back on the road down near where the camps were at, and I see our people trying to do with those houses that's 80-some years old, 90-some, 100 years old, and some that bought trailer houses. Then I see all the bushes that you can't hardly see, some houses that were old and people left. I see that in Gary, Indiana as well. So, you know, I'm just talking about the places that I have worked in and I have seen and I have talked to people about in my state. And I have traveled pretty extensively all over the state and abroad. So I'm telling you where I've seen, and that is the truth. I have seen where we have not followed the direction of God. We have not followed at all the 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, 14 verse. We have to follow that. And if we say we have, we lie. We lie. There has not been an atonement where God saw and heard our prayer and decided to heal our land because of what we did. Your lie and the truth is not in you. That's what you are. So all you got to do is stop lying. I don't care. I wouldn't call you a liar if I know you would not lie. But you are lying because I see the evidence of it everywhere I go. And I hear the evidence of it now because my car's broken down. I haven't been out traveling around lately. But I hear evidence. Shooting on the expressway. Somebody got shot. Somebody got... On the expressway. Are you listening at me? On the expressway. Well, there are millions of people. You're so low-minded, no-minded, can you with fire weapons and don't know where that bullet is going. I know I'm talking to somebody. I know you're here, man, and you're just warming and going, you can't hardly fit in the seat because you know I'm talking to you. I'm talking to that lughead that drives his automobile up to the corner of the street, and he's still on the right and the other on the left, and he want to race with somebody, and the guy in the middle is the good guy. He's going to take off, but you're going to mess him up. You're going to cut in front of him in one way or the other. And go on. If you didn't have an accident that time, you're going to keep doing it until you finally do have an accident. That's wrong. You call attention to the police that picks you up, that calls you in your community, that does what he does, because he sees you acting that way. So you bring that out in him. He's mad, you mad, everybody mad. And now somebody died, and you mad. Oh, you know that. You know that I'm not telling no lie. I'm telling the truth. You got to straighten it up. You got to bring it around to his wife. You know you're doing that. miles an hour and it don't look like nobody there, you drive 85. Praise the Lord, I know I'm telling the truth. And I'm talking on to a black man because I'm black. That don't mean that I'm meaning it just only for us, but I'm talking to you first because you are my ethnicity. I want you to know we can do it better. We can have our own. We can do our own. We can create our own laws and things. But we have to have the spirit energy God there first. You can't do it with color. You can't do it with color. You cannot do it with color. I'm sorry. Color has not shown itself as being something that we can pattern our lives after and live 120 years. Genesis 6 and 3. We haven't seen that. In fact, in Genesis 7, and it says, 6 and 7, it says, God is saying, it repented him that he had made man, and he wanted to destroy him. Go back and read that. God was just that angry with man. He called it, that's why he called it, that's why we got the Noah story, and the flood, and whatever. Then he's right, and then after that period, when you look like you decided that you were right, he said, this next time I come back, after I told you that, it won't be water, but fire. So we're seeing now, it ain't time yet, because we're seeing both fire and water and earth and wind. Four of them. We're seeing them acting out, doing. They are officers of nature. They are God's officers. Wind is very important because wind is also part of what you're doing as breathing. You can't get no breath. And then on top of that, let me say, I'm talking to you, but I know that. Sometimes you see the people on the TV sometimes telling you, I got COPD, I smoke. I wish I had done that. It don't make no difference how many times you see that, Brother Collins, whoever you are on that line, listen to that beat now. It don't make no difference how many times you see that. That brain of yours tell you, it's all right. You can smoke. I got my oldest son, who is that, 66 years old. He just died in December. You couldn't tell. That man, you know, when he didn't have the money to buy smoking material and buy his racket to back up and some newspaper, a phone book paper. It just make no difference here. And smoke. I'm telling you, this is my son. Two sons died within 2 months, youngest and the oldest. You know, one was trying to straighten his life up, and I guess the world is so depressing that he overdid himself. I know with pharmaceutical type of stuff, but you know, that the doctor said it's like that they're overdosing. So these things will happen to you when you don't have the Spirit of God really relating your life. And really acting out your life and directing your life, the deep things will happen. You have to understand that. People, I don't care what color you are. I don't care what kind of home you live in, what kind of city you live in, whatever you are. You need to know that spirit and truth is the way to go. Lay it out, religion. Whether I'm Islamic or whether I'm Israelite or whether I'm Catholicism. It's not about that. It's about living spirit and truth. Put whatever kind of name you want on it. It doesn't matter. If thou can believe all A-N-L, I was taught in school that it means everything. It means all. You try to make it be Satan thing. Well, you know, so, no, you ain't talking about this. Talking about A-L-L, all. All things are possible. If thou can't believe. So that is true, even though I'm a broke. What I call broke, not having the capital of money. Then I don't need it. All I need is to have the faith that's as small as a mustard seed, if you know what that is. That's a real small seed. The mustard seed. And cut it to four parts. If I had each one of them grained in that quarter of that, if I had faith like that, God said, I'll live to heaven. So then we know we must be really down when we don't have that kind of faith. And then when people are quoting the scripture and grabbing this and they want to do the whole thing, but all you do is just part of it. What do you say? What would it happen, Bishop? I said, right now, instantly. Now, faith. Now, faith. That's even level one. Level one. Even level one. Now, faith. Now, faith. Are you getting it? Now. The faith I got right now. Whatever it is, it's sufficient. It's sufficient. Then you can go on and talk about it. It's the evidence of things that I've seen, blah, 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 blah. You can talk about that. Later. But right now, I need the faith to make it be right now. I need it to happen right now. I need to be able to cross this river right now, this bridge, this trestle, this whatever it is, to get over now. Not in things to come. But right now. I need right now. You have that kind of faith. There is clergy person that is over you at your synagogue, your mosque, your kingdom hall, whatever. Is that right? Can you find that now? Can you find kingdom hall people associating with Israelites, associating with Islamic people, associating with Catholicism? Can you find them all on one accord, associating, living and loving and acting out God? It ain't entity what he wanted you to do. Can you see that? Wherever you see that, you need to try to find a way to get in line and get over that to that. Get to that wherever that is, because that's right. That's the right thing right there. People are not doing that. And they ain't going to never do that. Well, I got to keep trying to tell them to do it, whether they do it or not. You know, you ought to be over here with us because we're doing that. That's what you're trying to do. Separate me. And the scripture says a house divided against itself cannot stand. So why would I leave this part that's not together and come to where you are and still not be together? I'm saying it so that somebody can hear it. These things come up to you out there as you're traveling, as you're studying. And, oh, I love the people over there, but they don't worship the same way we do. Then you need to go over there and find out. I left a congregation one time when the pastor told me, all of them people go die and go to hell. I said, well, then I need to be over there then, if I can help them, brother. I don't want them to die and go to hell. Oh, no, leave them alone. Let them go to hell. I said, no, I'm not right. You're not thinking right. And he was the church of God of Christ. I was church of God of Christ. And he was talking about someone who was not church of God of Christ. And I said, no, brother. Well, you gonna go to hell, too. I said, well, I'm going to hell, trying to save them then, brother. Because I hear Jesus say, for this cause came out into the world. You know, if it's something that they're doing wrong, I need to go in there and help them, because a sick man needs a doctor, not the well man. Well man don't need no doctor. That's stupid right there. You just try to put on the show. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, these are things happening today. They are happening as I am talking. And somebody out there, hear me, you know, and I ain't going to do nothing with you. I'll do what I want to do. I know how you say it. I hear you. I talk to people that are there and say, I can tell Brother Collins, give you my number, call me and tell me that I'm a liar. I know. I got the Bible right here. I got the Bible dictionary. I got a concordance. I got encyclopedia. I got all types of books right here. I got a previous book of Jesus the Christ. I got it right here. At my desk, I got the Bible. I got. You just call me. I'm going to tell you what somebody else is saying, and I look at it, and I look at it with them. And if I found out that they were saying something I didn't understand, I called them. You see? So I can get some clarity. I can hear Paul saying in that book called Bible, in all thy getting, get it understanding. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? And put that down and record that, because these are the things that if you play them back on national radio where the world could hear and they start doing them, you will find God blessing the world and the world will be at peace. I read also about the six-day war in Jerusalem. 6 days, the Israeli people put down the resurrection, all those other people with tanks and planes and had, they only had 70,000 people, I think. But the six-day walk. God didn't lie, there was going on wrong with that. I don't need that. But they would say, I don't even know now. They said Jerusalem is not like it used to be. But when they was talking about peace for Jerusalem, there was no peace in Jerusalem at that time. And Jerusalem means what I just got to say, city of peace. Jerusalem. Jerusalem. City of peace. This is Bethlehem, house of prayer. You say, so you need to know what they mean other than just how you describe them there as a nation or a city or a country or whatever. What is that say? Why did they give them that name? We need to find out. That's going to school. That's doing seminars. Anyway, I had to leave some of my partners because after 10 years I've been saying, let me get out of here. And so, oh, we're going to do that next year, bro. We're going to do that next year. Come on, just come on. Stay with me now. We're going to do that next year. I had to leave that. Because the Spirit told me, either you do it, or I'm just going to cut your blessing off. And I thought about second chapter, verse 1 through 5. When it's telling the priest, no, I'm going to cut your blessings off. In fact, I already just cut them off. It's in there, St. Malachi, second chapter. It's already in there. And then the people, the preachers, the pastors, or whoever it is, all that stuff holding a house of worship, it goes to the third chapter. He don't say nothing about it. He didn't read the first chapter, the second chapter. He do the third chapter. You don't bring me this, and you don't do this, so on. Yeah. If you don't understand, you need to give me a call, and let's go back and let's do this thing together, because it's wrong. Error is wrong. Incorrect means it's wrong. If it's that. If you're listening, then you ought to listen. Give me a call. And because I have what is called a doctrine of divinity and divine sign. It don't mean nothing. That's the one brother told me, he ain't no doctor, he ain't no, he didn't understand, I'm not there. You know, the doctor like this doctor's out there who believe that science has their old answer. But doctor, in there, I'm trying to get something correct. I'm trying to make an illness be better. That's why I went to school. That's why I got those things in. To give me those things, because he was giving my everybody that went in that class. You understand? That was consecrated. That graduated. However, we left that university. I went with everybody else that was in the class, but decided to do this with what mine is. You know, I'm not holding a position that's paying $200,000 a year in capital, but I guess when you look at it, and God has blessed me with 88 years, and I have 7 children, and they all got to be in existence, and so, you know, that's a blessing. You know, money can't buy that. Man, you can't pay for that. Money can't buy that. You can't create no law to say, okay, I want every one of my children to live to be 60 years old. It ain't that. By me living, and I know I wasn't living all perfect life, but God blessed anyway. Good God Almighty. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Y'all understand that. Some people, they ain't made it to 40 yet, and they talk about all the hard times they got, and all the time the children give them a headache and all that kind of thing, because you didn't bring them up right, because you listened at the carnal law that told you that you could not just have your own child that came through you, not them. God bless you with that seed to nurture and grow into what it was. And then you can listen to that kid when he tells you, you can't do nothing with that. And then when that child gets old enough to find them out there, beat them down, shoot them down, whatever. No, we got to come together and say to them, it stops right here. Everybody, it stops right here. Listen at what Bishop is saying. It stops right here. We have got to learn how to serve and worship God in spirit and in truth. Not for money. Now, I don't need to send no prayer calls. I don't need to send no oil. the way God is telling you to go to people, help people out in doing that. Just keep on doing it. If the truth don't convict you, I won't. I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that. I'm just speaking to you and saying, go take the book, pitch it up, and read and study and say, I'm going to do what the Lord says. I don't care what kind of illness you got, this ease that you got. If you do that, God will heal your land. It may not heal the whole population, but it will heal your land. I described to you what land meant when it's talking that way in the book here. Land means consciousness. Your consciousness. So your consciousness, let your consciousness be your guide. God, the Spirit, will make it happen. After your conscience will go to the utmost part of the world and bring that you need to you. Thou shalt not want. Thou shalt not be in want. So once you can understand that, this is where we are. You know, when I'm talking to the people want to know what I'm saying, they won't call me and they're talking to me. Let me ask somebody else, what was he saying? What's he talking about? Man, you've been in the world. If you've been in the world more than 7 years, you know what I'm talking about. Today, a seven-year-old child can work a computer site, whatever, better than a nine-year-old person, an 80-year-old, 70-year-old. And you wonder, what's he saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, do it right. Get it right. Turn around. Stop. Whatever it is that you're doing, I don't do that much. I mean, if it's something that God didn't allow that body to be having, and you put it into your body, then it's wrong. It helps keep the sales up faster. Smoke. If you're working in a place that you shouldn't be in and it's doing that, ask God to allow you to get out of there because of your health. The money might be good, but your health is much more. That's all. Just believe that. I'm out of here. But some of you don't care. I don't care how I'm going to take this because the money is good. No. You're putting another God before God. That's all I'm saying. Praise the Lord. We have been here for a while. Amen. There's a group of people. God say so to me, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, you people, amen, they are a group of ladies, I think that most of them, Alcohol Anonymous and Gambling Anonymous or whatever, spoiling for the situation. But again, I say to you, it's more than just praying. Praying is making it known what I want to be done, but action has to make it be exacted. You're exacted by that. And so, Brother Collins is going to take you off the air because this is his show. And then be sure to ask him for my number, you know, and we can privately talk about whatever your situation or condition is. And in the way I can help you, I will. And like I said, I'll come to where you are. I just need some help getting there. But I'll come. I'll help you. I'll help you pay that fare. I'll help you get it because I want to see you do better. And you're not going to do better if you just let it be and you praying that God's going to come and change you one day. It's going to do it. It's not going to do it. If you don't do something and make it change, then God is not going to do it. It's going to hold you accountable when it's time for him to judge the quick and the dead. But he's not going to come and do something for you that he's already told you to do, and you turn around and tell him to go do it. In fact, that's infinite. You wouldn't do your mother and father like that in the old days, but you might do it now. God going to do it. God. See, that's because you've been taught wrong. Praise the Lord. I'm going to share that. Brother Cobb.
Hold on.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I want to talk over you, brother. I want to get you a discussion. Like I said, in my documentation, I have so much stuff. I'm just waiting to get that. God, give me this car so I can hit the road, man. I feel like a bottle up here. I feel like the world needs to explode like a giant missile, like the one I was talking about that happened. These people sending them up in the air. I need this word out there so we can.
Hang on 1 second. Hey, David, come here for a second. Are you going to go and get her?